Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is the Jezebel Exposé. I want to talk to you about the spirit of Jezebel and how she operates, how she hides, how she deceives, and how she operates. Let me give you some information from the Encyclopedia Judaica to start with, just some highlights. Jezebel was born about the end of the first decade of the 9th century, and she was killed in the insurrection of Jehu in 841 BCE. Her marriage to King Ahab was apparently arranged by Ahab himself. Jezebel instituted the worship of the Tyrian Baal in Israel, and for her sake, Ahab actually built a temple to Baal in Samaria. In the Haggadah, Jezebel was the instigator of the sins of her husband. That's pretty easy to believe. Every day she used to weigh out, according to all of this, golden shekels for idol worship. And you'll find that Jezebels are always concerned with where the gold is. They are always concerned with money and how much money and all that. She also, according to legend, placed portraits of harlots in Ahab's chariot in order to excite him, and it was these, it is said, which were smeared with his blood in 1 Kings 22:38, when he was killed. Whenever they say that her one possibly redeeming, not really redeeming, but her one possible good trait was whenever a funeral passed her residence, she would join in the mourning by clapping her hands and say words of praise for the deceased, and follow the procession for 10 steps. Jezebel, the Jezebel spirit in everyone I have ever seen it in, will always, when it is to their advantage, perform, quote, good works. They are never to actually help someone. They are to make them look good. It's a disguise, okay? Y'all have heard me talk about the Naboth's vineyard, that story. She's probably best known for what she did in that story. Naboth was not allowed to sell his property under Jewish law. It was an inheritance thing. It had to stay in the family, passed down. King Ahab wanted to buy it because his vineyard was close to the palace. It was conveniently located. Ahab wanted it, and he was pouting that he didn't get it, and so Jezebel decided to get it for him. Again, she did not do that because she cared about Ahab. She did that because it gave her power with Ahab. So what she did was she paid some men or persuaded some men to accuse Naboth and say that he was blaspheming, quote, God and the king. She didn't care if he blasphemed God. She didn't care who was blaspheming God. She wanted to make him look bad so they would execute him, and that happened. And then Ahab was able to get his vineyard, which was what she was really after. So, according to the biblical tradition, the dynasty of Ahab was exterminated at Jezreel in retribution for this particular deed. Jezebel was thrown out the window to the dogs from the palace window. She actually was thrown out the window by her attendants, which I find very interesting. And Joram, which I believe was one of their sons, was killed there along with his courtiers. Okay, now, dealing with demonic spirits is never pleasant, but out of all of them, there is one that scars its victims in ways that I have yet to witness from any of the others, and her name is Jezebel. If you have ever encountered a low-down, scheming, manipulative, evil, greedy person that always turned everything around and claimed that they were the victim, you've probably encountered the Jezebel spirit. And as I've said before, if Satan has a wife, I think it'll be Jezebel. Jezebel can inhabit males or females. I have encountered it in both, but it is far more common in females, or has been so far. It is equally vile in either gender. In this teaching, I will refer to it as a she because it is more common in women than in men. I want to teach you a little bit about how this spirit works and how she traumatizes her victims, so you will have an understanding if you should encounter it. And God bless you if you do, because it's horrible and you usually never forget it. The way to test for a Jezebel spirit is very simple. Just tell her no. About anything she wants, she'll ask you to do something, just say no. And if Jezebel is there, she will flip out on you like nothing you have ever seen. I've never seen that test fail. Knowledge and understanding, rooted in God's word, are your best defense against any spirit that comes against you, but especially this one. She can traumatize you and then convince you it was your fault, and that causes confusion in your mind. She'll make you think that you're crazy while she's just ripping you apart, okay? This is one of the things that she does consistently. And the longer you have to deal with her, the deeper the trauma will go. There are some people, some Christians today, and Jesus bless you, that find yourselves married to a Jezebel. Or maybe you have a parent who has a Jezebel. Okay, King Ahab, Jezebel's husband, according to the Bible, was the son of King Omri. He was one of Israel's most powerful rulers. He was king of the northern 10 tribes of Israel from 874 to 853 BC. Many consider him the worst ruler that ancient Israel ever had. His wife Jezebel was so evil that she has come to symbolize revengeful, malicious, immoral, and cruel women throughout history. When Ahab married Jezebel, he became the first Israelite king in the Bible who allied himself to heathenism through marriage. Jezebel was a pagan princess of a man from Tyre named Ethbaal, who was a priest of the god Astarte. Persuaded by his wife, Ahab built an altar in Samaria, the capital city of the northern 10 tribes of Israel, dedicated to the false god Baal. Needless to say, God was not happy with him. You can find that story in 1 Kings 16, starting in verse 30. And I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast, that in New York, for some reason I cannot possibly understand, there has been erected a copy of the gate that led to the Temple of Baal. And I wonder if that has anything to do with having so many increased attacks by the spirit of Jezebel here lately. I don't know, but that occurred to me this morning. What Ahab wanted, he got, especially with the help of his evil wife Jezebel. One day he offered his neighbor Naboth a chance of either a better vineyard somewhere else or money for the land he owned. Naboth refused because he could not, under Jewish law, sell that land. When Ahab could not buy Naboth's land from him, he went home and pouted like a spoiled child. When Jezebel found out what happened, she arranged for her husband to own the land by having the landowner killed through false accusation and execution. This king of Israel was so evil that Elijah the prophet prophesied, right after this happened, prophesied the extermination of him and his entire family. When he repented, however, God let him live and postponed the punishment on his posterity. Jezebel experienced no such repentance. The Eternal proclaimed that after her death, the dogs would fight to eat her flesh by the wall of Jezreel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. Even a God-fearing person can end up living in the same household as a Jezebel, and it is not that uncommon, can I just tell you that? And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. And now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go into the land, unto all fountains of water, and unto all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts, because there was a terrible drought in the land. Even great men and women of God can be intimidated by Jezebel's spirit. And if you ever get crossways with one, you'll see why. Now, Elijah had a showdown with 450 prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel, and that was a cool show. If you haven't read that, that's really good. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel into Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the grove 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Jezebel is extremely confrontational. Where a normal person will try to avoid confrontation if they can, you know, and keep the peace, she is just the opposite. She loves confrontation because she loves to win. This demon spirit is the worst kind of bully. Once she has it in for you, it takes a lot to stay out of confrontation with her, because she will force the confrontation. She will provoke it. And she will always try to have an entourage with her. Remember, she was a queen on earth. She will have to have an entourage around her as much of the time as possible. And she will try to have her entourage anytime she has a confrontation so she can be the star of the show. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. In other words, I'm going to do to you what you just did to all my prophets of Baal. Jezebel does not play by the rules. Whenever you encounter the spirit, she never plays by the rules. She is underhanded. She is behind the scenes, backstabbing, the worst kind of betrayal you've ever seen. All her game is under the table and without honor. She doesn't care if she has to lie, steal, or what she has to do, as long as she gets her way and as long as she wins. And he said unto her, Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, Give me thy vineyard for money, or else if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal, which was the mark that he had sent them, and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters, saying, Proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. And set two men, sons of Belial, in other words, sons of the devil, before him to bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him that he may die. First, she wanted him exalted. Jezebel has no reverence, no fear of God whatsoever, not even a little bit. The only book that I've ever read that had anything interesting to say about how to cast the spirit out if you're doing deliverance on them, which I never have, because I have yet to find one person who has a Jezebel spirit who wants deliverance from it. But there is a book on spiritual warfare called Spiritual Warfare by Richard Ng, I-N-G. I bought a used copy on Amazon years ago. I think it's out of print, but sometimes you can get lucky and find a used copy for, you know, several dollars. It has a section in there on dealing with the Jezebel spirit, and it's quite informative. So, Jezebel uses her powers of charm and seduction to stack the deck in her favor. She does not care how she gets her way. She only cares that she does get her way. And it came to pass, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, Is it peace, Jehu? And he answered, What peace, so long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many? Jezebel cuddles up to power to get her way. If she comes into a church, she will try to get in with the pastor, the pastor's wife, or anyone that is in power. She always aligns herself with power. because it adds to her own power, okay? No scheme is too dirty. She will always offer to help, quote, those in power because she loves to get close to powerful people. And she will try to usurp their power or will try to make people believe she has access to their influence. She will act like she has more power than she does. She will act like she has more authority than she does. It is extremely common to see the Jezebel spirit in churches, cuddling up to the pastor, and then bringing a spirit of division right down the middle of the congregation. Jezebel will use other people to do her dirty work. And then she'll sometimes later even say, I had nothing to do with that. I didn't know anything about that. She will use other people to do her dirty work and do you in, and then she goes for the kill shot. She did not want to just intimidate Naboth into selling the vineyard. She wanted him completely out of the picture. She wanted him dead. And that is how the spirit operates. He was a godly man, and Jezebel hated the people of God. She still does. She hates anyone who tries to do the right thing. Jezebel is an idolatress. She is nothing but evil. She always wants to be the center of attention. Remember, she was a queen on earth. Remember what queens expect to be treated like. She generally will have an entourage of people ready to obey her. So you're never fighting just one person when you're fighting a Jezebel. You're fighting them and their boss, or them and their best friends, or them and, you know, their husband or their wife. They always make the people around them join the battle. She loves to fight. She loves to win. To her, it is energizing. To us, it is draining. And speaking of draining, anytime you are dealing with the Jezebel spirit, it will drain you. You will be so tired. You will just want to go to bed for hours at a time. Even if you never lay down during the daytime, you will want to take naps all day long. This is the effect of this spirit. And anytime you start feeling like that, check your environment, because there may be a Jezebel that slipped in. And she will seem like the most sweet, innocent, naive person you have ever met in your life. And then she'll get everything set up to go for the kill shot, and that's when she'll reveal her true colors. Or when she's not getting what she wants and she needs to eliminate people. She has she will intimidate people, and she constantly intimidates people. It's part of how she gets her way. She is a bully. She is abusive. And she will verbally abuse you, physically, whatever she has to do. And she will do it when no one's around. So there's never any record of it. So it can't, you can come back and say it until you're blue in the face that happened to you. And she'll just deny it and say, oh, that person's been, you know, slandering me or something like that. Oh, well, they're jealous of me. That one she uses a lot. Oh, well, they're just jealous of me because I'm beautiful. Right. She loves to instill fear. There is never any peace when Jezebel's pursuing you. There is no rest. You are constantly, completely exhausted, because she does not back down. She beats on you and beats on you and beats on you and beats on you, trying to get what she wants. And sometimes what she wants is your life. Sometimes she's after any money that you have, assets, any power. Sometimes she just wants you. She just wants your life. She wants you out of the way. You're in the way of something, or you're inconveniencing her, and she just wants you gone. Jezebel is a witchcraft spirit. So those carrying it always end up with mental issues, because witchcraft is using mind power to override with evil. So it opens the door to the mind, to the enemy's access. Jezebel is dead set on getting her way, and she is so haughty, so full of pride. She is determined. Her biggest fear is that she won't get what she wants and to be ridiculed. She always wants to look good, and she always wants to make people very sorry that they crossed her. To cross Jezebel is to declare war. Know that. If you step into the war zone, just know if you cross a Jezebel, you have declared war and she will give you one. Jezebel always makes sure you are outnumbered. Two lying men against honest Naboth, who was doing nothing wrong. He was tending his vineyard, doing nothing wrong, and Jezebel decided she wanted something he had. This is how it works, y'all. She'll just decide she wants something you've got. And you can be minding your own business and doing the right thing, and she's going to walk in and bring all her destruction and all her evil with her. She thinks her minions won't turn on her, but God can cause them to. The men that ousted her out that window openly showed their loyalty to her enemy when they killed her. Only God decides how and when defeat comes, but when he does it, it will be swift and it will be without recourse. God himself will only allow Jezebel to go so far. If you act honorably and if you respond to everything a Jezebel person does, as Jesus taught you to respond, then God will help you in the battle. At some point, he will step in, and he may be trying to get her to repent, so it may be a while, but at some point, he will step in and go, okay, that's enough, that's my kid there. The good news is, if you have or are suffering under this terrible spirit, the end of Jezebel is always complete destruction. Always. Jezebel will always turn the blame on you. She will try to make you think that you're remembering something wrong or you're crazy. And she will always play the victim in front of everyone else. She will even try to play the victim to you to make you think that you're confused. She has always assassinated the characters of those who are trying to do right. She will occasionally group with other Jezebels in a fight, if they have the power to help her. She will cast you aside after she has what she wanted from you, like yesterday's newspaper, and feel nothing when she does it. She makes it a point to do small, good works, so she looks like a caring or even a Christian person. She is extremely haughty and prideful. She expects to be served and adored, and she gets really angry when she's not. Remember, she was a queen when she was on earth, possibly and probably a beautiful queen. She will set out to absolutely destroy you if you have anything that she wants or if she is jealous of you. She is often seen with her entourage around her, and her entourage will all be people that do what she wants them to do. You will see a lot of people with Ahab spirits around her that just comply and say yes, or people that do what she wants because they fear her, or because everywhere she goes, there's always something going on and they want to be part of the action, so they just do whatever she wants so they can hang out with her. But they are always people that are compliant. She is frequently, if not always, in denial about herself and about her life. Remember, Jezebel was a queen on earth. In her mind, she still is one, even if the mirror and everything else tells her something different, okay? This is why you can never give a Jezebel spirit a, quote, reality check. You can give them one, but my experience has been they won't take it. They are in denial. They have their mind set that they are this or that, and they have this or that, and they just won't listen to anything else, even if you are holding the evidence in your hand, okay? So save your energy. Jezebel is very seductive if he or she is young enough to be so, and sometimes even if they're not. She will always team up with people who have power or the power to help her, and she will seem like the sweetest, most giving person in the world in her disguised form until she gets close to getting what she wants, and then she will clamp down, and she will make it a point to somehow do something or be something that person needs to get them under her spell so she can manipulate them. She is extremely manipulative, extremely. Okay, my recommendation for how to handle Jezebel. Number one, do not play the game. Don't act like you're fooled by anything she's doing. That's the worst thing you can do. Number two, speak truth. Even speak God's word and refuse to act deceived when you're not. Speak the truth to her. She hates it. Do it anyway. She is not innocent. She is not the victim. She is out to destroy you and anyone else who is standing between her and whatever it is that she wants. Another thing that you will see with Jezebel spirits is nothing you do is ever good enough. You didn't honor them enough. You didn't give them enough. You didn't do enough for them. And this is constant. This goes on for years. You think, oh, well, if I do this, then they'll stop. No, they won't. It's never going to be enough. So don't play that game either. It is never going to be enough. And they will throw the guilt trip on you. They are masters of the guilt trip. She may have invented the guilt trip. If you are dealing with a Jezebel and a child, a grown child, if they have children, let's say you're the grandparent, they will use those children. They will use your time with those children, your visitation with them. They will use all of that against you happily with a smile on their face. And it will not matter to them that it hurts the child, okay? They don't care what you're feeling or what the children are feeling or what anyone's feeling. All they care about is getting what they want. I have a friend who is an extremely powerful intercessor who actually runs a group of intercessor and trains new intercessors, who wrote a prayer for me, and I'm going to read it to you because I believe this will be helpful to y'all if you're dealing with a Jezebel. And one of the things that you want to do is be sure you break the soul ties with your Jezebel person. Break them. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's your parent, your child, who it is. You break them. If you don't break them, those soul ties are used as tunnels by the demons to come and access you and torture you. Keep breaking it every day if you have to. Okay? All right, I'm going to read you this prayer, and you can pray along with it. I'm going to tell you what to put in the blanks. Our beloved Holy Savior, Jesus, you are the sacrifice, the lamb that was slain, seated at the right hand of our Father. We celebrate your death, resurrection, and transfiguration, volunteered for our salvation. We honor you. We exalt you. We magnify your name above every name. You are sovereign, supreme over all. You alone are worthy. We pledge our faith and love to you alone forever. We follow the laws of God Almighty, not the connived rules of control and slavery of Lucifer. We claim the power you have given to your servants in Matthew 28:18. A Jezebel spirit operating through, insert the name, has viciously attacked me by, you can say as much as you want of what that person has been doing to you. They claim blank. Everything about their plot is illegal, wicked, despicable, debased, and abominable. Jezebel is noted in the Bible multiple times as a principality of dark demonic powers used by Satan to penetrate churches, families, and relationships. Her intent is to take down, kill, and destroy the righteous seed of the Father. She operates through feigning holiness, innocence, and wisdom. That's another thing too, y'all. She fakes wisdom. To lead others while manifesting seduction, lies, deception, gossip, accusation, manipulation of others, greed, hate, criticism, stirring up strife, distrust, and discontent. She leads many into a wicked, crooked path of destruction. She often connects with the Ahab spirit. Evil spirits are fallen angels created eternal, so they cannot die. However, as entities, they are able to inhabit a human body, gain control, and operate continuously through thousands of years. They can easily transfer from a body that has died into a family member. Twisted persuasion can take control, a friend, and blind their spiritual eyes and enslave. Unfortunate events are always someone else's fault. Jezebel can transfer to others if you have open doors. We claim the authority given by Jesus Christ in Matthew 21, we bind and renounce hate, confusion, fear, seduction, perversion, lies, deceit, enchantments, rituals, divinations, omens, declared words, spells, incantations, ceremonies, charms, hexes, vexes, occult maneuvers, schemes, idolatry, witches, warlocks, magic, and conjurers. We break every curse and reverse it. We declare every strategy of inhibition, prohibition, restriction, and limitation placed upon us and declare it shall not prevail. We break any yoke from off the neck, confound the enemy, scramble their communications, expose them to the church, and bring all truth to the community. We nullify and cancel all of the assignments of Satan and his minions against ourselves. Release from bondage every stronghold and slander. Be our provision, O God. Open doors that only you can open and close doors that only you can close. Make the way. Acknowledging Jezebel's authority in Lucifer's kingdom as a principality governor, we present this case before the judgment seat of Almighty God in the third heaven. Father, you are our judge. Lord Jesus, be our advocate and defender. I request battalions of warfare angels in full battle array, swords of fire drawn, to arrest the Jezebel spirits attacking. Your word states in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I apply your word. I pray the blood over myself. I anoint myself with a drop of consecrated oil. Let water from the throne room wash over and around and through me. Place a hedge of angels and a ring of fire around me continuously. Destroy gossip and accusations. Pour out righteousness, faith, mercy, grace, and a desire to live holy, Lord, on all of us. Erase every diabolical falsehood reported by Lucifer against the saints of the Most High. We thank you, precious Lord, for implementing this prayer immediately. Release your glory. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I hope this show has been a help to you. I pray that you are able to defeat the Jezebel spirit in whomever you are dealing with through with her, because she is vile. She is not a queen. She's an ugly old hag. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where all of a sudden it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are times of great uncertainty and change. They are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many of these wilderness experiences in my own life, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led into the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving your provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax is available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com in print, Kindle, and new audiobook versions. The Wilderness Companion. Don't go into the desert without it. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts and constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com, in print and Kindle. Loosed from Chains of Darkness, and be free. What is in store for the once great and mighty nation of America in these end times? What is the living God saying to the people of America now? What could possibly be in store for a nation that once trusted in God, but has changed its path from following in the living God's ways to now removing Him from everything and walking the other way? In the book, No Longer Mine, you will find all the messages to America collected in one place in chronological order. No Longer Mine, Messages to an Unrepentant Nation, is now available in print at wingsofprophecy.com in the bookstore tab. Get your copy of No Longer Mine today.